I wrote this poem after my mother died. At first, I didn't realize it was for my mother. I wrote it about Mother Earth. After I realized that it really was my mother that I was writing it for, it's been through about 1,000 changes. It's called Enchantment Meets Forever. I remember a life of wonders, in a world of wonders. Music that takes you away, and melodies that bring you back to the sleeping porch on summer nights, when the bamboo curtains filled with breezes, and the lilac scent spilled over my busy little body, like anesthesia, while my mother's piano playing deftly melted Moonlight Sonata into my mind. The great Douglas firs whispered to each other as the wind danced with their scented, swaying arms. The cool, moist sheets smelled of the pollen that had slipped through the screens to patina the pillows. The whippoorwills awoke in the nearby woods to sing their nocturnal lament. I knew even then that they were lonely, and though I searched for them, I never did catch sight of one. And yet they were a presence, the fusion of pain and beauty. Like extinction, their absence would have been ineffable. Oh, impoverished world, where wildness is dead and the wind has no dancing partner. Come again, blessed breezes, and I will dance wild with you in gossamer garments. I will sail the night shore, the whippoorwill waves, the lilac breath of this soft sonata, and panting kiss the ground of dawn to sleep and dream upon. My mother's grave. Years ago, a good friend of mine and fellow poet Mike Adams died. And I was already in the middle of writing this poem, so I hurried up and finished it for his memorial. But it wasn't exactly just for Mike, it was for everyone who I wanted to take one last walk along the sea with. It's called song for sojourning by the sea. Snow fell on the peaks last night, and today a bank of clouds clings to the summits like surf to the face of a breaking wave, turning the craggy rocks into ethereal foam, blotting out the horizon. We've walked the wave-packed beach hand in hand, among the cadence roar and sputter of the sea, serene in the elemental tidal zone, sand, sea, salted air, and change. Each wave leaves a sheen on the wet sand that retreats like the shadow of a wave. And the next wave tosses another frothy, disappearing gloss upon the beach. And again, and again, and again, till all our rough edges are smooth and singing to the sea, while dancing up and down the slanted shore again. But I am far from the sea today, and still the sunlit flanks of the mountain remind me of those distant banks where the wind, the water, and the sand makes a paradise shrouded in mist and memories. Come, walk with me again through the sand wet and dry by the drum rolling sea, and we shall imagine hearing enchanted singing just out of reach from the rocks beyond the beach where the mermaids comb their foamy windswept hair. We will sit and listen there to the world breathe. Wave goodbye to this blessed day. While welcoming the tide that bears us hither to the deepening darkness with currents irresistible, my heart is still open. You are alive in me.